Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. And it is Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is really exciting. I know I dropped my son off at the bus this morning, and he was pretty excited for the Thanksgiving break that's coming up. But today I have a guest in the studio with me, Bethany Lyons.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And Bethany is our recruiting and hiring coordinator in our human resources department at the district. And I wanted to bring her in today so that we could talk a little bit about recruitment and hiring and how that works in the district. And let's start with Bethany. Just why does the school district have recruitment? What are we looking for? Who are we looking for?
Well, we have recruitment in the school district to improve like the selection, the retention, and also the development of really high caliber individuals, because those are the individuals that are teaching your sons and your daughters, your nieces, nephews, your grandkids. And so by having someone that's in the position that I am, I'm able to really focus on that for the school district.
Excellent. Because you do recruitment trips, you're the active recruiter and you help manage applications.
Yep.
Who are we specifically looking for? Are there particular positions out there that we need all the time, or are you doing general recruitment for every position that we have?
Yeah, those specific recruiting trips are for hard to fill positions. So like speech and language pathologists.
Okay.
Occupational therapists, school psychologists. I just attended the ASHA conference, or the American Speech and Hearing Association conference, down in LA. With another member of the district, Dale Sweetser, and we went down there and we were one among several hundred exhibitors that was in the LA conference or LA Convention Center, and we had our booth, and ASHA actually had over 15,000
and
language pathologists that attended the event, whether they were students just starting their bachelor's or like Laura Young Campbell is a member of ASHA with our district. She has her clinical fellowship and she also attended. So it's a large gamut of people that are looking for continuing education, but also employment opportunities. There was a a job fair section over that we were a part of, as well as a bunch of other exhibits. And so that's just one great example of one of the recruiting trips that I do go on.
That's really interesting. It's amazing that even in this day and age that we still need to go to places to find these fine folks that have these skill sets and these qualifications in order to be able to do some of our positions here in the district.
Yeah. I actually talked to someone in ASHA, and they said that the speech and language pathology sector actually has a less than 1% unemployment rating.
So for all those folks out there looking for job security, that might be to go into speech and language pathology. We're actually going to have one of our SLPs on the radio probably either next week or the week after. So we'll talk to them more about what it is that they exactly do and why they are so highly sought after. Who are some of the other folks that we are looking for in the district? What are the other hard-to-fill positions?
Well, occupational therapy, physical therapy, sign language interpreters. We also need school psychologists. I'm going to be attending the NASP, or the National Association of School Psychologists, conference in February. I'm going to be attending with Lucy Hope, and I know that Rachel Brown is going to be presenting there as well, just representing the district. And so that's going to be in Chicago, Illinois, over Valentine's Day. So it's going to be pretty cold. But that's another example of people that we're recruiting for. And then also special education teachers. And that's not to say, you know, we don't look for, you know, regular classroom certified individuals, but we're also looking for special education teachers. And so I also do things online. We just put out some ads to LinkedIn or Indeed.com. We also just are going to be putting out some ads in the ASHA Leader for speech and language pathologists, also using their online online ad board, and then we'll have access to resumes, and just being available to those that are interested in, you know, having that adventure and seeking to change their lifestyle. So those are, to answer your question, those are a few of the hard to fill positions that we're looking for.
That's great. So one of the, I remember reading a study from University of Alaska, and it was just, it looked at all the different districts and looking at teacher retention and recruitment, and the MATSU is in a really different position than a lot of our other rural districts that are out there that have high turnover. And I was startled to see that the MATSU was in that sort of sweet spot of where we have high we have some of the, I think, the highest retention rates in the state. But nevertheless, we still need to annually get out there and still do recruitment for those hard to fill positions. One of the things that I know that the district has been really interested in is that grow your own mentality too, and making sure that we look at the folks that we have here in the Valley and how we can help grow them up into those positions, because not all folks who come here stay here.
Yep. As evidence of me being in the position. And this is something that's actually pretty exciting. Lucy Hope just wrote a letter of support, and we sent that to the University of Alaska Anchorage for a speech and language pathology assistant program.
Excellent.
And so hopefully that's going to be getting off the board or off the ground very soon, because that will provide, you know, just one avenue, since we don't have a university system that houses an SLP program itself. But that will help, you know, help create some of that homegrown, you know, homegrown positions that is going to be able to be filled with people right here in Alaska.
That is great. That is an amazing thing. What a great job opportunity for some of our Valley residents. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer with the MATSU Borough School District, and this is Inside the School District, and I'm here with Bethany Lyons, and she is our Recruitment and Hiring Coordinator from our HR department. So I wanted to, I remember when I first applied for the school district, I was confused. There were all these terms that I didn't know. They're certified, classified. I thought classified meant that you had a particular security clearance and things. So I was read a lot of confusion around it. So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about you, because you do the postings for all positions, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I took that over.
So could you tell us a little bit more about certified, classified, and how, what are those positions? What are some of the positions available in those distinct categories?
Yeah, that's so funny, because I came from the retail sector, and so I had that same confusion. Like, what in the world is classified? What is certified? So let me talk about what certified is. So certified is any position that you have to carry a certification, whether it's a teaching certification, and there's different types of certifications. If you are a school psychologist versus a speech and language pathologist versus someone that is, you know, just got their teaching certificate. But it's pretty much anybody that holds any kind of certification for their position. And then you have the classified route or the classified positions, which is anybody that does not have a certification for their position. So that could be school monitors, tutor assistants. We just hired a bunch of primary educational instructional assistants for the classrooms. That could be custodians. And so while it might look a little confusing on the website, you know, what is classified? You know, it also, we have a job description in every single posting. And so it's easy to just click on the posting. And that's going to be at matsuk12.us/jobs is how you go and view our positions. And you can actually go take a look and see what is going to be, what job qualifications you have to have in order to apply for that position.
And if so, and certified and classified, those are also unionized positions, correct?
Yes.
And so they're part of a bargaining unit, a collective bargaining unit that works, that negotiates with the district.
They're part of two different bargaining units, actually several different bargaining units. I mean, there is a principals union, there is a classified employees association, the CEA, and that is the bargaining unit for all of our classified members. There's the the Education Association. So that has all of our certified, like our teachers. MSEA is our Matanuska-Susitna Education Association.
All those related service providers are part of MSEA too, the school psychs and OTs and stuff.
And so that's actually a common frequently asked question or something that trips people up, I guess is the best way to describe it, is when you go to put your application in, you need to say whether you are an in-district or an out-of-district applicant. And so people are like, well, I'm a sub, so therefore I should be putting that I'm in district. When what that means is, are you part of the bargaining unit? Are you part of the union for which you are applying for that position? So if you are custodian and if you are applying for a different custodian position, or even if you are a school monitor and you're applying for a tutor assistant or even a special education assistant, if you're part of the CEA, then you're able to be considered in district.
Okay.
And then, but if you're a teacher that has your administrative certification and they want to maybe apply to be an assistant principal or apply to be a principal, they would actually have to put that they were out of district because they're not part of the principal's union, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. So let me just see if I have this right. So let's say I'm a special education assistant. So that means I'm a classified position. I'm part of CEA. And I've been going to school for my master's, and I'm going to be pretty soon qualified to be a special education teacher. I'm going to be an external or like an out-of-district candidate going into MSCA, going into that teaching position.
Yes.
Even though I've been working as a special assistant. Okay, that's good to know. That's helpful. I think, isn't that one of the first questions on the application?
Yeah, we actually put a whole separate page saying, are you in district or out of district? And this is what it means.
Oh, that's great. That's helpful. So when you go to matsuk12.us/jobs, how are you applying for things? Like, how do you post these positions? When are they available?
They're available, well, for classified positions, they're available all the time.
Okay.
And so we, in the past, we've tried to just put postings out on a certain day of the week, and it was just like this massive buckshot effect, and just behind the scenes, it wasn't working as well as we would like it to. It's a little stressful. And so now when the principal says, hey, I've got someone for my special ed and my special ed assistant just put their resignation in, I'm going to help create that posting. And so then my job is to check for errors, make sure that it goes through the right people to prove that we have the money for it. And then because we want to be responsible with that at a school level. And then we put that posting out, and it's on it'll actually go internally first. So it'll be available for those that are in district for 7 working days. And then after that, maybe no one applied or they did interviews and just no one was qualified, then that will actually open up and go out of district. And so that will be available for the next 7 days for those that are not part of the bargaining unit. And then that's located on, www.matsuk12.us/jobs.
And that's the place that people need to go to look for positions for the district. Okay.
Yep.
What about certified? Is that different when they start posting?
Yeah, that is going to be different. So we are generally our late hiring district because we want to be responsible with the funds that we're given. And so we try and be a little bit conservative with figuring out where classroom is. And so once all of that is figured out, we post the 1st and the 15th starting in April through July. And like I mentioned earlier, it goes internally first. So those teachers that, maybe someone has just moved and they used to be over in Sutton and then they moved to the core Wasilla area, or that they're going to have the opportunity to take a look at what positions are being opened up in the core area or surrounding. And then we'll do those interviews first for internally. And then odds are, some will definitely go out of district. And then that will be after like the 7 working days after we work through interviews, and they'll be posted externally for everybody else.
That's great. That's good to know. About how many folks, let's talk about certified for this, about how many folks are we hiring annually or even just last year?
Yeah. So last year we hired on 82 certified positions.
Oh my goodness.
That's new to the district. So And that's not counting any folks that have retired and we rehired them back. But yeah, 43 classroom teachers, and that can be, you know, vocational education, culinary art, preschool, library, instructional coaches, you know, in addition to classroom teachers. And then we hired on 38 related service providers. So those are the SLPs, the, you know, speech and language pathologists, the occupational therapists, nurses, assistive technology, physical therapy, all of those positions. So 82 total.
I know that you came over from retail, as you were saying before. So I was really interested, just because you have seen a lot of positions over your time and your previous experiences. What is one of the positions that you've seen that just is really interesting to you? It's just really different, and you wanted to share, like, wow, I just learned about this job, this position that exists.
Probably assistive technology. That was actually one of the first positions that I had the pleasure of, you know, searching and sourcing and trying to fill. And the individual that's in that position now is fabulous. But I have a 4.5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old at home. And so just the world of the school district hasn't really been, like, hasn't opened to me. You know, I had no reason to really, you know, I drive by the schools, but my kids aren't in school, so I haven't really thought about it. And I was able to tour a bunch of different sites with Kelly McBride, the related service sites. We saw Shaw Pre-K, we saw Deaf Education, we saw Tila Middle School's Applied Behavior site, we saw Project Search, we saw Next Step. Those are all, I mean, everyone's probably going, what are those? Google them. They are amazing opportunities that we provide in the district. But the assistive technology is really interesting because you have to be kind of scrappy, I guess, is the best way. You have to obviously be an educator and have a love for the, you know, special education, but also you have to combine that with technology. And so you're like trying to solve a problem, trying to solve not necessarily a problem, but like try to solve the problem of, you know, helping these kids to learn and to grow and to, you know, come outside themselves and do that in really innovative ways. And so, it's really interesting because as I was recruiting for that position, one of the comments that was made to me was, you know, if you have a degree in technology, you're almost outdated already by the time that.
Right, because everything's moving so fast.
Yeah, everything's moving so fast. So it's, you know, it's hard to source that because you're going, well, wait a second, you know, how does someone get ahead of technology? You have to have the love of technology. You have to kind of be innovative. You have to be scrappy.
Willing to tinker and just play around with things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's really neat. So I know a lot of folks really, it's a wonderful thing to be able to have a position in the school district and to work here locally and live and work close, be near home. So one of the things that I was wondering you could share is some of the common mistakes or just some tips for applications for folks that are interested in working for the school district.
Yeah. So the first tip is obviously accuracy in your application. So I talked about already in district versus out of district. So it's definitely concerning and a little frustrating to our hiring administrators when, you know, maybe someone was internal and they put that they were out of district, or, you know, when they apply, they are actually out of district and they're internal. So they have to weed through those applications. And it takes a lot of time that they could be interviewing and even just working in the classroom because that's their real love. Also, just tying into accuracy, I've seen a lot of resumes that aren't updated, even positions that people are not qualified for applying. You know, there's people that don't have a teaching certificate, but they put down that they want to student teach. And so student teaching is actually, it's almost like an internship for a teacher at the very, very end before they get their degree. They have to be in the classroom for a certain period of time. They have to be teaching.
It's like part of the university program.
Yes, yeah, part of the university program. And so trying to be accurate and understand what you are applying for. And I've had, you know, I've talked to a lot of great applicants that said, you know, I just clicked everything and I want to be considered for everything, but they might not be actually looking for a certain position. So, and also, you know, make sure that you write down your password, write down your email, write down your password, because that's, you know, that's something that is definitely frustrating to our applicants because maybe something's updated or they haven't logged in a long time and they don't know the password. And so we usually get calls from people that are just, you know, really frustrated. Help me out with this. And we help them out. You know, we'll reset the password for you. But make sure that everything's up to date. So if you go and apply for a record specialist at the end of the 2017 school year, don't keep that letter in there for 3 years and say, hey, I'm only interested in the records specialist position, because we take a look at that and we're like, well, you know, you're looking for a special education assistant position, but you have a cover letter saying that you want the record specialist position. So just take a couple of minutes and update that. Even save something on your desktop if you are looking for multiple positions. So that way you can put that in there and say, hey, I'm interested in this at this school. I'm interested in this at that school.
So I know for some folks that our application can feel confusing, especially if they're coming from another place and maybe not know all the lingo. So if they have questions, who should they contact as they're filling out their application?
They can call 761-HELP. That is going to, that's going to be giving you to the help desk. And also 742, I believe it's 5050. Hold on, let me check my phone really quick. 746-9250 is the main human resources line. And there's a bunch of us gals in the office. If you have questions on, whether it's classified or certified positions, you can contact me. You can contact, if you have a question on like a sub question, Substitute for the District, Amber Allen is a great resource. Kaylee McNeese is a great resource for certified. Maureen Culver is a great resource for classified as well. But we can walk you through any questions that you have.
Excellent. Well, this is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the Public Information Officer with the Matsubara School District, and I've had Bethany Lyons in the studio with me today, who is our Recruitment and Hiring Coordinator. And I just want to thank you for coming in. But before we leave, is there anything else that you wanted to share that is helpful for folks that want to be maybe future employees?
Probably, just tying into just some of the tips. Pools versus vacancies is a really good question that a lot of people have had. What is a pool? What is a vacancy? So a vacancy is actually like a position that's open. And a pool is a, hey, I want to take a look at all the special education assistant, then you can put in for that. So, but really just, keep your application accurate. If you get called by one of our hiring administrators, just have a great positive attitude and just talk about, what you're passionate about and what you're interested in. If anybody knows anybody that's interested in working for this amazing school district, send them our way. Our website is matsuk12.us/jobs.
Well, thanks so much, Bethany, for taking time out of your day. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Matsu schools. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.